Health Radio and Choose for Health presents To Your Good Health with renowned health expert, Dr. David Friedman, along with Melanie Cole.
Here are your guides to good health.
Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
Hey, and welcome back. I almost said welcome back. We are still talking with special guest, Dr. Keith Block. He's the author of the book Life Over Cancer, and Dr. Block is the Director of Integrative Medical Education at the University of Illinois College of Medicine in Chicago, and he's also the editor-in-chief of Integrative Cancer Therapies, the first peer-reviewed medical journal on the subject. Dr. Block, here's David Friedman.
Dr. Block, welcome back again. Great show.
Terrific. Thank you.
The last time we talked about something that's pretty profound, and I want to say this again because I want really people to hear this. You said people do not die of cancer, and that is very profound. They die of the complications, and that would lead to something that you do in your practice to really be vital to keeping them healthier and keeping them here on Earth. Share a little bit more about that, because that's an interesting topic.
Well, if you look at the disease, you know, we all suffer from different, you know, symptoms and quality of life issues that a cancer patient will suffer more significantly. So they end up with biochemical disruption like inflammation, clinical complications like neuralgias and pain. They can end up with nausea from chemotherapies and treatment interference like resistance and stuff. And all of that can cascade into complications like pneumonia, embolism, infection, wasting syndromes. And that's really what leads to, you know, patients' death. And if you intervene with an aggressive and personalized integrative program, you can actually slow down this cascade, if not reverse it. Now, I'll give you one critical example of why integrative medicine is here to stay. There is no question about it. If you look at treatment side effects as one example, and we know that integrative interventions can reduce neuropathy, nausea, fatigue, mucositis, dropping in the blood count, mouth sores, all the stuff that these treatments can cause. Just looking at side effects, not even boosting the effectiveness of treatment, there's several studies like this. I'll talk about just one early-stage breast cancer patient population, about 472 women, and the ones who were unable to complete their full course of therapy, where their dose had to be reduced, and they had to widen the intervals or they had to stop treatment altogether, they had shorter survival. They had it worse. And so I make the argument that a tailored integrative program will at the very minimum reduce toxicity, which will allow patients to stick to their course and improve survival rates. Now, I know a lot of people don't like the idea of chemotherapy, and I don't particularly either, but I run a unit here because the fact is that you've got to debulk patients. You've got to be able to get rid of this bulky disease. And after 30 years of watching patients who come to me who tried to do it with no invasive aggressive strategies, I've come to the position that a middle ground is the optimal ground, that there's a way to use these therapies by combining timing of drugs, nutraceuticals, and a full integrative program that will get actually much better results for patients.
Right, that makes sense. What is the most common type of cancer? Is it still, you know, is there a top three, or does that change every few years?
Actually, what's even more important than that is that cancer has just bypassed heart disease. It is now the number one killer.
Oh, wow.
And when you look at different cancers, you know, lung is, you know, really high up there, colon and breast are up there, and, you know, they kind of, you know, jump around in terms of, you know, female, male, and, you know, what, you know, age groups and stuff like that of who's winning the race.
Is thyroid cancer on the rise? I've seen so many of my patients being told they had to remove their gland due to tumor growth.
You know, I actually think it is, but, you know, the bigger issue, I think, in terms of what's going on is that there's underlying issues that we used to think, you know, for instance, lung cancer was a smoker's disease, and now what we're seeing is lots of lung cancer occurring among non-smokers. And
right.
So I believe that this is a lot more than just genetics. This is very much a lifestyle issue. Right? There's three main factors: environment, genetics, and, you know, lifestyle. The one that you can control really significantly is lifestyle. And I happen to believe in most cancers, it's the biggest one, because how you take care of yourself plays piano chords on your genes. So your genetic predisposition is a consequence of your lifestyle as well.
That makes sense. Now, I know the foreword of your book is from Dr. Andrew Weil, and I understand you two are working closely together to develop practice and teach others about the principles of integrative medicine. Has he played an integral part in your mission?
Andy and I have been friends for many years, and he was instrumental in terms of bringing this broader thinking to America. My focus has really been heavily in the cancer treatment, cancer prevention arena, and wrote the book, after, 30 years of running a clinical, practice on trying to really develop a roadmap to help patients acquire a survivor's edge, to really not only successfully battle cancer, but to reinvent the war on cancer. And, it's my, strong opinion in this regard that when you start talking about the tools that Andy and I and others are talking about, it's really about re-inspiring patients. You talk about individualizing care. You talk about integrating care. You have to inspire hope for patients. So even on the cover of my book, I actually have had an artist draw an image that grew out of my experience in Florence walking up to the David. Most people don't catch this, but Michelangelo carved slaves ripping out of marble as if they were imprisoned by the marble and they were breaking free. And as you walk up to the David, everybody's so mesmerized by the David that they lose the sides, these slaves that are ripping out. And I actually believe that's the message of the imagery that I wanted to bring to patients, that it's possible to break free of the tyranny of a cancer diagnosis, that biology is not destiny, that it's changeable. That by reinventing your health, you can reinvent your biology and thus change your outcome.
Yeah, it's not a life sentence because there is life over cancer, which is kind of what ties it in there. And what's interesting about your book, it's an encyclopedia. I've read a lot of books on cancer, but yours is truly the encyclopedia. It has it all. You don't need any other book, folks. This is it. Not only if you want to learn how to not get the disease, which statistics show that you could. It's very common. Or if you already have the disease, it's not a life sentence. So I was really impressed with that. Is that what prompted you to write this after all these years? You said, let's just put this in and help more people?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, a combination of factors. We wanted to make the work accessible to a much larger population. We felt that, we really have a better way of approaching the disease. I'm not suggesting that the conventional strategies and therapies aren't relevant. I think they are extremely relevant, and they need to keep being worked on. But we need to start thinking more comprehensively and broadly about better answers for these diseases. I actually believe that this is fundamental in terms of care, and it just should be bridged into general medicine. As you said at the beginning of the show, doctor means to teach, and we need to teach, train, and equip patients to be actually able to live in ways that help them survive better and buy a survivor's edge. And you don't do that by sitting around passively receiving whatever medicament, tisane or potion, a doctor, is giving you. You do that by getting actively engaged in fitness, nutritionally, emotionally, physically, and that you start to use additional strategies to get a more innovative program to battle for your life.
Right. I know you've treated well over 15,000 people with cancer. That is a lot, and that's you definitely got experience there. What is the success rate for people visiting the Block Center for Integrative Cancer Treatment compared to those going the burn it, poison it, cut it route? And you must feel real fulfilled to look at somebody and say, wow, they probably wouldn't be here if they didn't come see me.
Well, I would say, quite sincerely, I actually use some of the burn it, poison it, and cut it out, stuff therapeutically. But I think they can be done in far less, invasive ways. For instance, chemotherapy can be given in a chronomodulated manner. And what that really means is that there's an optimal time of day or night when a drug is the most effective and it's the least toxic. When the cancer cells are dividing, that's when the drug is the most effective. That's when you're going to get the best results from it. And when the research on this, is pretty impressive. When the healthy cells are at rest, the patient is the least toxic. They're going to get the least side effects. So what the studies show, and I just give you one ovarian cancer trial that was really a knockout study, the patients that got the optimal timing of their drugs actually had half the treatment complications. Remember, I mentioned reducing dosing is a bad thing. If you reduce dosing down, these patients with the optimal treatment, 80% less need to reduce their dosing. But what was really impressive...
Well, wait a minute. Hang on, Dr. Block. Can you hold that thought? Because the music comes up and we go to break, and this is important information I want the listeners to make sure not to miss. So remember where you were. Stay tuned, listeners. We're coming right back with Dr. David Friedman and Dr. Keith Block, and you're listening to Your Good Health Radio. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay tuned. There's more to come.